If we'll open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 3, Romans chapter 6, and Galatians chapter 5. We'll preach for a few minutes and then go on down. Yeah, have any time limit?
No, sir.
All right, well, make it short then. All right, first of all, let's pray and go into the reading of the Word of God. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy shown unto us. Yes. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for calling me to preach. Thank you for all you've done for us, Father. Yes. Thank you for this meeting. We've been here, Father. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy you've shown unto us. Father, touch this message, Lord. Put your hand upon it, Lord, and bless it, Father. Yes. Thank you for all you've done, Father. Let this message touch some soul here tonight, Father, this afternoon. Thank you for all you've done. Help us, Lord. I'm the clay, and you're the potter, Father. Lord, mold us and make us, mold me and make me in the way you want me to be, Father. Mold this message into the way that you wanted to go out to these ears, Father. Lord, help me to listen to your will and your way as I preach. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Romans chapter 3. Verse 23, if we can find that real fast. I kind of lost it. Almost there. All right, there we go. All right, Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For the wages, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God."
Amen.
Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." This afternoon I'd like to preach on this title called "The Problem and the Solution." The problem is sin and the solution is Jesus Christ, the salvation. Sin is an awful and wicked thing we see in this world today. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 through 21 has a description of sin. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, wasn't expecting to preach, so kind of lost my way a bit. All right, almost there. There we go, I got it. All right, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 says, This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Here's the definition. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Here it is. All right. Here it is. Verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you this afternoon that if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're on your way to a burning hell.
Yes, sir.
Let's just describe some of these sins. I don't know all the definitions of some of these sins because some of the words I'm not familiar with. But we have envying. That is envying someone else that has something that you have.
Right.
Or jealousy is another word for it. Idolatry, that is the worship of idols. And I'm not just talking about some little god like Molech or Ammon or the gods of Ammon, something like that. I'm talking about money and also those idols.
Right.
But the love of money, that's also an idol. That's idolatry. The love of clothing, the love of shoes.
Yeah.
The love of the flesh, the love of any kind of thing you put love on except for God, that is an idol. We have witchcraft, that's all that magic stuff you see on television, like Disney, all that. That's magic, that's witchcraft. That's God put it in this specific place in the verse for a reason, because it's sin. We have lying and cheating. Lying is saying something that's not true. Cheating is going behind someone's back and taking something, like on an answer to a test question. It's the most common example. Murder, killing, that's killing someone. Gossip, talking behind someone else's back. Saying stuff that isn't true behind someone else's back. Stealing, that's taking something that doesn't belong to you. Idolatry, we already talked about that. And fornication, that's a sin against the flesh. These are just a few of the countless sins that are out there. Now, sin is an immoral act or transgression against God's divine law. Sin is an immoral act or transgression against God's divine law.
Yes.
Now, sin can kill you. Sin can and will kill you. Look at Absalom, King David's son. He went against his father's back and formed an army, tried to take the kingdom away from David, and it got him killed. Sin will hurt your testimony. Look at King David. He fornicated with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. And that hurt his testimony because we remember it to this day. Sin will ruin your life. Look at King Saul. He went behind God's back and behind the prophet of God and sacrificed those sheep and bullock that God told him not to. It is better to obey God than to sacrifice. Sin is a habit whether you like it or not. Look at the world today. We go about from day to day. The world today goes about sinning and does not even think about it. That's how awful the world has got. That's how much of a habit it has gotten in our lives. We even do it today and we don't even know about it. Preacher may be saying, "Preacher, this sounds horrible. How can I get rid of this habit? How can I stop this habit?" Well, I'm glad you asked, because in John chapter 3, verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already." He that believeth on him is not condemned. That means you are good to go. You're good to go to heaven. But he that believeth not is condemned already. You're already headed to hell. As soon as we're born into this world, we're already headed to a burning hell. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth on him that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
And this is a condemnation, that the light came into the world. That's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
Amen.
And men love darkness rather than light. Amen. Darkness is sin. Men in the world love sin more than Jesus Christ because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Verse 21 says, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest that they are wrought in God." Galatians 5:22-26 gives the examples of the fruit of the Spirit. Or once you are saved, these fruits of the Spirit will enter into your heart, into your life. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections of... And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Let's look at the solution to this problem we call sin. First of all, you must realize you're a sinner. Luke 23:40 says, "But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?"
Right.
Let's look at this passage of Scripture real quick. Go back and look over the picture. This picture is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You have the man on the right hand, the man on the left hand, and Jesus Christ in the middle.
Amen.
God is the middleman. God is the middleman for us and God.
Amen.
So we have the right hand man, the man who asked God to receive him into his kingdom, and have the left hand man who rebuked everything that God said and went against everything and died and went to hell. Secondly, we see you must admit your sin. You must realize you're a sinner. You must admit your sin. Luke 23:41 says, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." He's talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ did nothing amiss, or has done nothing that anyone would expect him to do. But they crucified him nevertheless. Thirdly, we see you must believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. John 4:28 says, "The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the man, Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ?"
Amen.
The woman left her water pot. She had gone out to the well to get some water, and Jesus caught her there at the well. Now she was a sinner. She's going about her way doing what she would normally do in a day. You have like a church member coming, a lost church member coming to church, doing just everything every day. But we see, she left her water pot. She had come to Jesus Christ, or come to the house of God, and then she, how can you say it? She listened to Jesus Christ. She received Jesus Christ as her Savior, and then she left the thing that she had come with. Right. She left all her baggage. She left it behind. She left it at the altar, and she had gone home and told. And then she started witnessing also. Let's see. Fourthly, we see you must repent. You must realize you're a sinner. You must admit your sin. You must believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. And you must repent. Or as I put it, do a 180. You know, in geometry, this is a 180. So repentance is doing a 180.
That's right.
This is a 180.
Right. Amen.
This,
right.
Like this. It's turning around, going the opposite way.
Amen.
This is not a 180. This is called false profession. This is a 360.
Right.
That. It's true that repentance is doing a 180.
Yes.
Repentance is turning away from, giving your back to sin. Luke 23:40 says, and he said unto Jesus Christ, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, is the very best part right here. Verily I say unto thee, or it is of a truth I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Four simple steps that can get rid of that filthy stench called sin. Steps so easy that a child can do. So what is wrong? So what is stopping you? Is it your love of money? Is it your religion? Is it your good works? Let me tell you something. Not one of these can get you into the kingdom of heaven. Not one of these can get you into heaven. Only the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on Calvary can wash away your sins. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. That word succored means to help. When you cry unto Jesus Christ to save your soul, to ask for salvation, he'll run to you. He'll help you. He'll pick you up off of your sins. He'll take that sin and throw it away to a place you can never find it. He'll throw it away as far as east is from the west. Behold, now is the time accepted. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Father, heaven, Lord, thank you for the time you've given us this afternoon. Thank you for your preaching of your word. Father, help this message come across to some soul, Father, Lord. Maybe this message isn't for the saved, Father. Maybe it's to give some encouragement to some soul here, Father. I ask you touch that person, to touch that Christian, Lord, that may have needed the message to refresh them, Father, to go out and to witness. Lord, maybe they can use this message, Lord, to witness to some soul passing by, to somebody passing by, maybe in Walmart and Kroger, anywhere like that, Father, going down the highway at the gas station, Father. Thank you for all you've done. Help us, Lord, in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen.